Excuse me, sir.
What do you think of that, Vince?
Oh, very nice painting, sir. Sir, I was wondering whether you'd had time to consider the matter we were discussing the other day about my...
Nice painting? Nice? You know, it's a damn shame you never had any formal education, and I mean that with a degree of concern. This is an original Charles Murray portrait, Vince. It's magnificent.
Oh, yes, very nice, sir. Particularly the chiaroscuro technique and the feather brushwork in the flesh tone.
Yes. It really is the dog's danglers, isn't it, that?
It's just that, well, with regard to the other matter, I will need to be making the arrangements.
Leave for the East End, Vince. You'd appreciate this sort of wheeze, though. This isn't for general consumption, but entre nous, I've got this little offshore company, Carpon Limited, which owns a block of flats in Dawson, full of student tenants and the like. It allows me to buy myself all sorts of little luxury items and put them on the service charge account.
Well, you mean you buy things for yourself but charge the tenants?
See, I knew you'd like it. I'll hang the picture in their hall for a week and then take it home for my own pleasure. A bit of a trick I picked up from the Lord Chancellor, actually. I've got to admit, I was sceptical about New Labour, but credit where it's due, they've really taken the lead in things like this.
About that other matter.
Look at the use of light. It's really, really bright, isn't it? What other matter?
Well, the one we spoke about the other day.
Yes, I'll put that in the service account under painting and decoration. Sorry, Vince, I didn't recall this other thing. Can you wait?
Well, you might remember that I told you that myself and the wife had decided at this stage, after the four children, not to further enlarge our family. Well, it seemed logical for me to, disconnect.
You know, you can actually see every single nasal hair is beautiful.
It's a bit embarrassing, really. Anyway, they assure me that the procedure itself is painless. It's just that I'll need a couple of days off work.
Nostrils are bloody tricky to do, you know. I used to do a bit of brushwork myself. Given other circumstances, I might well have had a career in the arts. I was very instinctive. It just seemed to have a feel for which numbers to paint over. Sorry, what was all this nonsense about your wife going into hospital? Run me through all that again, will you?
Yeah, perhaps I'll catch you later, sir.
Oh, morning, Ruth.
Oh, sorry, Hilary. I can't really talk at the moment. Got to get my stuff ready.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yes, I've got another contact case. Two warring parents intent on not letting each other see their own child, but I'm fine about it.
Oh, I think it's great that you can do those cases with children. They can be so distressing.
Yes, I mean, that's where being a woman really is an advantage. It's an emotional thing. I think we're just able to empathise a bit more.
I really admire you, dealing with a distraught mum.
I mean, it's not that I don't worry about the cases. You know, it's always a concern that at some point your client, the mum, will ask you the question.
What question?
You know, the question. That does worry me a bit, obviously.
What question is the question?
You know, the one the clients always ask you.
Oh, you mean, why are you scratching that patch of eczema on your ankle again?
No, the one they always ask women. You know, you spend all morning giving advice on what's in the best interest of the children, and you're all authoritative and sensible, and you win the trust, and then they ask you the question. Have you got kids of your own? And if you say no, they look at you like you're a fraud.
Well, you don't have to have children in order to know what's in the best interests. I mean, look at Scoutmasters.
I do too.
So, how do you answer the question?
Oh, well, over the years you develop techniques, skills, even with a difficult client like Gillian Rose. And the most important thing is to win the confidence early on, establish real points of contact, and to show that you're a children person, in the broad sense.
Right, right, yeah, that's clever.
That's why I feel pretty confident with contact cases. Now, where is that, what are you up to today?
Oh, I'm going to the law centre again.
Oh, I don't know why you go to that law centre. Haven't the Bar Council got a scheme whereby barristers give free legal advice?
Oh, yes, their pro bono scheme. All barristers were asked voluntarily if they'd give up to 2 hours a year unpaid, and three of them actually did. Well, I wanted to do a bit more. And then, when Claude, my white mouse, died, I didn't have a lot to do in the evenings anyway.
Ah, there it is. Right, all set. Wig gown, law reports, practical parenting.
Hello there, Miss James, Mr. Loxley. I'm Hilary Tripping, your law centre advisor. I'll be conducting your case.
Right.
How's your day?
Now, in order for us to maximise the time we have, I'd like to set an agenda for this conference. First, I'll deal with the facts, if that's okay with you. We can do it the other way around, and I can take your suggestions on structuring the meeting on board any time, obviously. Then, and only then, I'll advise you. I mean, I can advise you whenever you like, really, or advise you bit by bit, or in sections, or at the beginning, or at the end, whatever, really. I mean, I'll be guided by you entirely, you know. I mean, the key thing in all this is that you have complete confidence in me.
It's the block of flats where we live. The company that owns them has put the service charges up 400% in the last year.
Oh, no, they can't have done. I mean, they can't do that.
We're only students. We can't afford it. I mean, the rent's gone up 3 times since we moved in as well.
Mm. Oh, no, we can't have done. No, you can't do that.
They have.
I managed to get a copy of the service charge accounts. They didn't want to show them to me. There's all sorts of stuff here that we haven't seen. Look at this. Widescreen telly with surround sound. It's a joke.
That's fraud. I mean, what kind of person would be capable of something like this?
Aren't you supposed to have a dish, sir?
Just hold it a bit further out the window, Vince. We shall at least be able to get UK gold.
Sorry to bring it up again, sir, but have you by any chance had time to think about the other matter? I think I mentioned it a couple of times.
It's not a bad piece of kit. Dolby surround sound. Imagine watching Countdown with that, eh? It's all right, Vince. You can put it back in the box now.
Thank you, sir. Sir, about the matter of the procedure I discussed with...
I put that into the account under household expenditure. Bloody clever. Sorry, Vince, what were you saying?
Well, the decision that I've taken with my wife to ensure that our family life doesn't take on an additional burden.
What are you talking about?
My decision to have the, snip. I'll need a couple of days off.
Vince, is it serious? Why haven't you mentioned this to me before? This is a major consideration I didn't realise.
Oh, well, thank you for being so understanding, sir. I did try.
I know, I'm probably not supposed to interfere in these things, but no, I do take an interest. Have you really thought about the consequences? I mean, the Jewish religion?
No, sir, I don't think you understand.
Not that I'm anti-Semitic. Goodness, that certainly wouldn't be allowed. I mean, this profession's full of them. Talk about the occupied territories.
I just need a couple of days, sir.
Yes, and there's not a great deal wrong with that. But then you'd want all the other Jewish holidays off as well. Pass above and the Christmas one, you know, the Jewish one where they fast and go to their churches.
Sir, I really don't think you understand.
No, I'm sorry, Vince, but I think it's you that doesn't understand, if I may say so. I mean, I'm utterly without prejudice, but this, if you don't mind me saying, is extreme Zionism of yours. I mean, it's going to take a bit of explaining to some of our more traditional solicitors, isn't it?
I can explain.
Yes, I bet you can. You Jews are bloody good at all that. The gift of the gab.
Sir, I'm not Jewish.
You see, that's what happens. You see, you become an outsider, a marginal figure, so you feel the need to deny your identity. The Welsh are very similar. I can say it puts you in a very difficult position.
Perhaps I'll talk to you about this another time, sir.
Oh, right, fine. Shalom.
Took Sean out once before you met that little slut.
Gillian?
Yes, I did. I used to take him to football every weekend.
Yeah, but you never took him to the RAF Museum Annex for Hendon. That's what he really wanted.
He never told me he liked planes.
Gillian, it's me, Ruth Quirk.
You're his bloody dad. You could have talked to him about early Second World War aircraft construction. Other people might have thought of doing that with a 4-year-old.
All right, I will.
You are bloody impossible since you met that girl, Brian. Do you know that?
Gillian, we really ought to go through some of the contact conditions.
Sorry, Miss Clark. I just don't know who to trust anymore. Since he left, I find it really difficult to feel confident in anyone.
I know, and I really understand, really. I do understand. And as your barrister, I just want to say, I do understand, really.
His hand has put me on the tablets. Sometimes I feel like taking the whole bottle.
Oh, what a lovely handbag.
What?
Oh, so pretty. I love brown PVC. Not everyone does, but I think it looks really good on you.
Do you?
Oh, it's probably because you're so lovely and slim, and I really envy that. I certainly wouldn't be thinking of committing suicide if I was slim.
I'm 12 stone.
Are you? Oh, but you're so tall and elegant. I suppose you can carry a bit of weight. Being tall, you can carry quite a lot of them. Shall we discuss the contact conditions? Now, I know you said that you don't want Sean to have any contact with his dad, but the court is going to be looking at what's in Sean's best interest.
I can't believe he's getting me back to court. I just can't believe it.
Oh, your hair looks really nice, by the way. Lovely wavy hair, really pretty and wavy and hairy. I think that the court will order some contact.
I'm not letting him give him crisps. It might be her idea of a proper meal.
Okay, we can specify that as a condition. Good, that's a start. No potato crisps be given to Sean in whatsoever or howsoever manner prepared, packaged or otherwise sorted. Don't worry about that, just lawyer's language. It actually makes things simpler in the long run.
But everything he eats when he's over there gives him allergies. If he goes over there, I only want him eating organic cheese and sunflower seed brown bread.
Okay, I mean, diet is crucial for kids, isn't it? I know.
And not the big sunflower seeds, the medium ones.
Yes, medium. You don't want him choking.
I can't help it. I gave Brian everything. I went without a sun lounger because of his fish tank.
I don't think he will choke, even on a big seed. It's unlikely. But let's get out the risk factor.
He's all I've got now.
I know, really, I do. And I understand. And I know how you feel. And I'm really
feel for you. And I understand how you feel. You should know that.
It's so precious. Tell me something. Have you got
a contact order? Yes, I've just. So that's okay. We'll just go in and get the court to approve it.
Right, no, I was going to ask if you had your own...
Hair colouring. Ah, well, it's mostly out of the bottle, I'm afraid. Not like yours, lovely, wavy, hairy hair. There's your ex-husband and his counsel. Why don't I go over and see if they'll agree to conditions?
Yes, but have you...
No buts, I insist. And remember that I really understand, really, I do.
Hello, John. Have you seen Vince?
No, why? He's not wearing one of those little hats now, is he?
I don't think so. I just wanted to tell him I was back from the law centre.
You've been spending a lot of time at that place recently. Does it pay well?
No, it's voluntary.
Yeah, I know no one makes you go, but you must get a little whack once you're there.
No, you give your time for free.
Sorry, I don't follow you.
You give your time for nothing.
In what sense?
You offer legal advice for free.
Oh, I see, it's a tax thing. You can offset it against your paid fees, can you?
No, it's just free legal advice.
Is that allowed under the code of conduct? I think you better check with the bar council.
No, it's fine.
It's all political pressure, isn't it? We've all got to be seen to be doing the right thing. I'm sure most of the so-called poor have a bit stashed away in unit trusts and endowment policies.
These are stupid. They're in a block of flats owned by some offshore company. You wouldn't believe the kind of items they're being asked to pay for in the service charges.
The students, well, they're always whinging, aren't they?
I don't know how a landlord company can justify charging for a widescreen television that's never even been on the premises.
Well, I think you'll find that a lot of landlord companies charge for that kind of household expense. Where did you say this block of flats was?
Dalston.
I don't know the name of the company by any chance, do you?
Carpond Limited, I think. You don't know them, do you?
No. I don't know Carpond Limited. No. I don't know them, this Carpond Limited with the block of flats in Dalston. No, and I don't know that Carpond Limited, the Dalston one. No, I don't know.
I just thought maybe you'd come across them in one of your cases.
No. Not Carpond Limited, incorporated in the Cayman Islands with property interests in Dalston. No, I haven't.
Well, anyway, they're in for a bit of a shock. I'm advising my clients to apply for a court order to have a manager appointed to run the property because of gross abuse by the landlords. Whoever owns the company will end up costing them a fortune.
What?
Pardon?
What? A masterstroke, Hillary. Yeah. It's brilliant, yeah. Legally. No, don't forget that that television might well have been purchased in a genuinely half-price radio rental sale.
I don't think that'll make much difference.
Don't you? I mean, it could, a bit, but I agree with you. You know, Hillary, it's something I've always felt strongly about, this thing that you're doing.
Voluntary legal advice?
Yes, that's it. This free advice that's given for free.
Well, why don't you come with me to the law centre? They're desperate for qualified volunteers.
Right, yes, I'd like that. The thing is, I'm pretty snowed under here just at the moment. Although I'd certainly like to make a start ASAP, how can I do that?
Oh, I don't know. I could get you a registration form.
Yes, that would be excellent. But gosh, just hearing you talking about it, I just want to get on and start helping if there's some way.
Oh, I can't think.
No, damn it, I suppose I just have to wait.
Well, I'm really pleased you want to help. I'll see you...
Unless I sort of helped you with this case.
What? Help me with advice?
Yes. I hadn't thought of it that way. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, well, let's talk it through. Why not? Two heads are better than one. I always think that the starting point in these cases is to know one's client's own weaknesses and really examine them.
Excuse me. Oh, that was close. Right, back to James.
The squad.
I thought you'd be leaving by the front entrance.
I just wanted to ask you before you go. Do you have children of your own?
What?
Have you got kids?
Yes. Three.
Three. Brilliant. What ages?
Girl, boy, girl.
How old are they?
The second one tomorrow. She's the female girl. She's three.
But you said you had two girls.
Oh, yes, I have. Girls are so much easier than boys, aren't they? That's why I forgot about the other one, Phil. Anina. She's six. Six yesterday. She's a Libran.
How can she be?
A librarian. She's a librarian. Well, she isn't one yet, but she always wants to be. Always talking about books and card index systems. You know what they're like. Bless.
Oh, I knew you were a mum.
Vince, did you have a chance to try and fix the photocopier?
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that this afternoon, sir.
Why, it's not the Sabbath yet, is it?
No, I've got to go over to the High Court.
Are you allowed to travel?
Sir, I'm sorry, but you keep on making references to me being Jewish. You've got completely the wrong end of the stick.
I'm sorry, Vince, I'm just trying to be sensitive. You know, it doesn't behove you very well as a people to be quite so touchy.
Other
Yes, they're prepared to make allowances, but not if they're going to get a flea in their ear.
This isn't about me being Jewish. I want to have a vasectomy.
Well, that's not going to make a difference. Your children are going to be Jewish anyway. Go through the mother's line, apparently.
Why do you think I'm Jewish?
Oh, come on, Vince. You can always tell your behaviour. This talk of surgery. You're being a bit of a princess, aren't you?
I'm not behaving Jewish.
There you are, you see.
This is mad. You keep going on about it. You're turning it into an issue, which it isn't. You're creating a whole big deal over this, when a big deal, it isn't.
Okay, I won't mention it.
Good. Fine.
Hi, Vince. John.
Hilary, how are things at the law centre?
Oh, why is it the clients you really like, the most deserving ones, are the ones you end up doing the worst job for?
What do you mean? Don't tell me things are going badly in your landlord and tenant case.
Oh, it's terrible.
Would you feel better if I got you a little something to eat, or maybe a hot drink?
No, thanks, Vince.
Hot drink and a piece of lemon cake?
No. No, thanks, Vince.
It's so lovely and moist. Look, you can't think about cases on an empty stomach. I'll go and get you a small piece and a mug.
I don't notice anything different about Vince.
How do you mean?
Well, nothing. Does the word muzzletoff mean anything?
Oh, goodness, John. My advice must be terrible. Everything I advise my clients, every suggestion I make, the landlord company seem to anticipate. How can that be?
I don't know, Hilary. Damn.
I feel I'm just making things worse for them. I think I'm going to stop representing them. Let one of the other advisors help them nail that company.
Oh, no.
What?
I mean, no, you can't. Not before the trial. That is just the way things go sometimes. And if you stop representing them, then, well, then I won't be able to help you.
Oh, but what's the use if you can't seem to do them any good?
Well, there's lots of use. I mean, you're a good lawyer, Hilary. You are not inconsiderably admired by some members of the profession. I'm sure that if you keep going, have another conference with them, the landlords will slip up at some point.
You know, you're being really good about this, John.
Let's just say I'd like to see a result.
Oh, hi, Ruth. How did your case go the other day?
Yes, it went well. Thank you for asking, Hilary. Well, it went quite well. Do you know whether Dr. Bernardo's is still in business? No, you probably don't.
Did she ask you?
Ask me?
Yeah, did she ask you the question?
Oh, yes, yes. I think she did sort of drop it in at one point. I can't exactly remember when.
What did you say?
Well, I told her.
Told her what?
Well, you know.
What, that you don't have children?
Well, yes, I certainly told her I didn't have hordes of children. That's right.
Good.
Just three.
You told her you had three children? But I thought you had skills.
Techniques. Well, they don't always work. That thing about the handbag's usually a banker.
Why did you tell her you had three? Wouldn't one have been enough?
I panicked. Oh, you should have seen the look in her eyes. It wasn't a question. It was an accusation. She was asking why I hadn't got kids. You know, what's wrong with me that I haven't performed my biological mandate? If I'd said no, how could she have had any confidence in my advice?
Well, what ages did you say?
Girl, boy, girl. Or was it boy, girl, boy? Anyway, that's not important now. What's important is that I agreed to take my kids ice skating with her and Sean on Saturday.
I don't believe this.
All right, I panicked again.
Next you were telling me you happened to mention one of them was an albino with a speech impediment.
I did not say anything about him being an albino. Oh, you should have seen her face, Hill. She really wanted to believe in me as a mum as well as a barrister. Have I really done anything so terrible? All I have to do is find three children for Saturday.
Oh, you can't. That's impossible.
Well, there must be an orphanage that does some kind of day release thing.
You're being ridiculous. You're going to have to tell her.
I don't give in. That easy.
Ruth?
What? It's a white lie. Well, what harm am I doing? For all she knows, I might have children. Triplets soon. I can't shatter her confidence in me, Hilary.
Well, why don't you tell her that the father's got the kids this weekend and you've forgotten?
Yes. Yes, okay. I mentioned that he was back from Vegas after his operation anyway, so that's a good idea.
Have you seen Mr. Trippin, sir?
No, not for a while.
Oh, I'm worried about him. He seems very down at the moment, and the weight is just falling off him. There's nothing of him.
He's all right. You shouldn't worry so much.
You say that, but I worry about all of you when you're out at court. You might be doing a case, but you're still my barristers after all.
Well, don't worry about Hilary. I've engineered a little interim victory in his landlord and tenant case for him. Nothing permanent, of course. I'm just sending him a few documents now.
I just want to see him happy and healthy.
Look, I'm sorry about not allowing you time off for this vasectomy, but, you know, it's not really a necessary medical procedure. I think it's better if you don't establish a precedent.
Look, you live, you die. What am I going to do, give myself an ulcer worrying? What will be, will be.
It's very philosophical of you, Vince.
So, call me a philosopher for the same money.
Hello.
Hello, Hilary.
Oh,
Mother, sorry, I forgot to phone you about Dad's rectal ultrasound.
Oh,
how did it go?
It's me, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Ruth. My father's thing. Are you all right? You don't normally ring me at weekends.
No, I'm fine, fine. Actually, I'm at the ice rink.
Oh, of course. How's it going?
Yes, okay-ish. Hilary, she didn't take it very well when I said the kids were with the dad. It's as if she doesn't believe any of it.
Why don't you just come clean? I'm sure she'll still respect your professional ability.
Well, yes, I could. It's just that I think it's a bit late for that.
Why?
Well, the thing is, I've already told her that you're coming down.
What? Why should I?
Oh, you should have seen the way she looked at me, Hill. She was as good as calling me a liar. It's like her eyes were boring into my ovaries and saying, who the hell do you think you're kidding? Okay, I panicked a bit. But I needed some credibility, something to bolster my story. At least if she sees I've got a husband.
What did you tell her?
That you'd left the kids with the grandparents and you're coming down to talk things through, you know, possible reconciliation. I thought that if she sees two people realistically trying to make up their differences, it would act as an example to her.
We don't have any differences. Except that I'm not going to do this.
Amy, you always liked my desk, didn't you? It's yours. And all my law reports and my plans. And also buy a new bike, obviously. That's given, the new bike.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Hilary, do you have your ironing piling up? Because I wouldn't mind you...
No!
Okay, don't. Don't help me. Thank you. And don't help Sean either, because he's the one who's really going to suffer.
Hold on. Well, maybe I could...
Tamara, Philomena, Gervais.
What?
The names. Your children's names.
Gervais?
Your mother's French. What's your hat to me?
Why?
Well, to explain the serial adultery and the violent mood swings. Or by the skate centre. And don't worry about this at all, but it would be great if you could try and limp a bit as you're approaching. Oh, Sean seems to be having a great time on the ice.
I think we'd better go. Sean!
Oh, I'm really sorry about the mix-up with the kids.
Sean!
Oh, hold on.
Excuse me.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Excuse me.
I said he was coming down here, but I didn't actually think he'd do it. Julian, this is my ex.
Ruth. Bonjour. We have got to talk.
Ruth, do you want me to go?
No, love, you stay. I'm sorry, Hilaire, but I don't think it's going to work out.
What?
I'm trying to make it look realistic.
You can't just come down here, not after what you've done, and think you can make it all right just like that.
Pardon?
I still have affection for you. But it's not that easy to mend a relationship. It takes time, commitment...
Oh, mais oui, oui.
I wouldn't give you the time of day. If you couldn't even be bothered to turn up to little Gervais's assembly this week, you don't deserve...
What assembly?
Just like Brian. What assembly? Colours of the rainbow. Ruth told me. Okay, he was only orange and he only had to say, red and yellow make me, but it meant a lot to him. Not surprised he kicked you in the leg.
Look, regarde. This is between me and my wife. Tell her, Ruth.
Well, she has got a point. I know he wasn't a primary colour, but you could have made a bit more effort.
I could?
Yes, you could. After Ruth found it in her heart to forgive you for that thing with the au pair and the lilo. Go on, explain that.
Tout à l'heure, nous jouons au football.
Vince, is Hilary around?
How would I know, sir? He doesn't phone in, he doesn't write memos. He never comes to see me in a clerk's room.
Ah, Hilary, there you are. Any developments in your case?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you're right. I pressed the other side for some documents and they disclosed them up front.
Really? You see, I thought that might happen. You're carrying on representing them then?
Yep, they're delighted with me. Bodes pretty well for the trial.
Very much so. Talking of the trial, I think that now is the time to really put our heads together, particularly on this question of any potential weaknesses in your client's own case.
What do you mean by weaknesses?
Oh, I don't know. They're students. I'm sure they've breached a few terms of the lease, noisy parties, smoking an innocent bit of smack, throwing TVs down the wastepipe, keeping pets. It's all nonsense, but it's the kind of thing the other side could bring up.
Yeah. You're right. I'll talk to them. You know, you are a damn brick, John Follicop.
Come and have a chat when you're ready. I'll be in my room.
That is an unbelievable guy.
Oi, uck. What's the matter, Vince? This should only happen to me. There's another one of his parcels that he tells me to put straight into his room. And boy, have I forgotten to do it.
Oh, don't worry, I'll take it in. No, this is the wrong one, Vince. This is addressed to Carpon Limited.
That's right, sir. That's his company. The offshore one.
What?
What do you mean? His little offshore company. He uses it to run some property in Dalston. All of a sudden, boom, he's in property. With his legal practice, that's all he needs.
I don't believe this, sir. He must have known. The bastard.
Sir, is something the matter?
Yes, Vince, yes, something is the bloody matter. John knew I was advising his tenants, only he didn't tell me. He's been using me to get information on the case. That's unlawful.
You're kidding. It's worse than that. I mean, I'm no expert, but I suspect that it's also against the Talmudic law.
Well, what am I going to do, Vince? This isn't a small thing. This is a betrayal. It's so brazen. How did he think he was going to get away with it? I mean, I'd have seen him at the trial.
Yeah, but it would have been too late by then.
I'm going to have to confront him.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Pardon?
I was just thinking, an eye for an eye. Why not get your own back? Teach him a lesson.
How?
Well, at the moment, he still thinks you're his spy in the cab, doesn't he? He's waiting for you to give him all the weaknesses so he can use them at the trial. What if you gave him all the wrong information?
Oh, but that's...
Justice, sir.
Yes. Yes, justice.
Please God, you should only win a victory against that nudnik.
And so, Mr. Loxley, I put it to you that the only reason you're seeking to have a manager installed in this property is that you and your flatmates are in breach of the covenants in the lease.
No, that's not right.
Very well, Mr. Loxley, if you want to play that game, you're a heavy metal fan, aren't you?
No, I'm a Buddhist.
Is this really relevant, Mr. Fullercar?
Indeed, Your Honor. Now we're getting somewhere. So you do admit there's a lot of loud chanting from your flat?
No, it's a purely meditative form.
Thank you for that. And you're a registered drug addict as well, isn't that so?
No, I help run a drug rehabilitation centre.
Oh, really? But I suppose it might rather embarrass you if I asked you to prove that.
Well, I've got my signed certificate from the local authority and the police.
Oh, that's very convenient for you.
I don't know. You tell me.
No, you tell me.
All right, then it does prove what I said.
No, you tell me.
I just did.
Mr. Fullercarp, is this really getting us anywhere? You dramatically failed to show that the last witness kept a pair of sheep in her bedroom. Or that she flew model jet aircraft along the corridor. My patience is fast evaporating.
No, you tell me. Right, sorry, Your Honour. Mr. Loxley, this meditating, would it be not incorrect to assume that you do, albeit occasionally, think other than entirely silent thoughts?
You've been listening to Chambers, starring John Byrd, James Fleet, Sarah Lancashire and Jonathan Kidd, with Rebecca Front and Ben Crowe. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.